mortgage rates are still historically low, even as they inch up slightly, but it's hard to take advantage of them, especially because finding the right property is a major challenge right now with so few of them on the market. According to the Wall Street Journal, over the course of 1 year, we saw a 20% drop in the number of homes for sale. Here to take a look at why inventory continues to plague the market is Ron Citron of Long & Foster. And one of the reasons they mentioned in the journal, Ron, is that there are still a lot of homeowners who are still underwater and therefore not very eager to sell.
Yeah, you know, about 15% of all homeowners are underwater. So in order to sell their home, they'd have to actually pay money at settlement. And, you know, the good news here, though, is that number, that percentage is dropping. And to give you an example, I had a client late last summer call me up. He had a rental property and he said he wanted to sell the property when the tenant vacated in, late fall. And so we did an estimate of what he would have to pay to sell his house. And at that time in late summer, he'd have to pay about $8,000. Well, the tenant moved out. We got the place ready, paint it, put it on the market. Turns out got multiple offers and he only had to pay $2,000 to sell his house. But now, you know, that was November, December. I bet if we put that same house on the market today, he'd actually get money back. And it gives you an idea of how people are going from underwater to slightly above water.
So the trend, at least, is encouraging. Another issue is that investors have been very busy in this market. You've told us a few times that your investors have been, you know, calling you a lot and asking for stuff that you say, hey, it's not out there. But when it is out there, you say it gets gobbled up pretty quickly.
Yeah. You know, there's, I think of investors in two different levels. There's the people that are looking to buy it, renovate it, and resell it. That market has become so competitive that it's, I don't even want to participate in it anymore. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is they're bidding up to prices that I don't see how they're going to make money on the back end. But the other type of investor that's very active out there is the one that's buying to hold long term. They're just taking advantage of the lower interest rates. And the hopes that, you know, we're in an up year, it seems that way at least. And, you know, these up years tend to run several years in a row, and they just hope that they're getting in at the beginning and they'll just let it run.
We have a lot of sellers or potential sellers who at least want to see the market inch up a little bit to put their house on the market. They don't want to think that they've come in to sell anywhere near the bottom. And now you're saying maybe that those people could start entering into the market. We could even see a jump up at least a little bit in inventory very soon.
You know, the agents have been really out there talking to the potential sellers, especially the sellers that are thinking about listing in the late spring, early summer, saying, you know, there's nothing on the market right now. If you're worried about getting the home sold, this may be a good time to put it on because there is so little inventory out there. Especially, you know, if you have a home that's a little bit, you know, in an area where it's all three-bedroom, two full-bath homes, and this particular home only has one full bath, or a house maybe that backs to the beltway, this is a great time to put it on because there's so little else out there that they don't have to worry about the competition.
Ron Citron of Long & Foster. We will see if the inventory problems plague us that much longer. Maybe some long-term new building construction like that will alleviate the problem over the course of several years. But in the short term, if they have this little bump up, like you say, that would help out a lot of home buyers, sure.
Yeah, you know, I think right now we're at a five-year trend where the inventory's been dropping every year, and it's at its lowest point in 5 years. We're at a seasonal time, you know, January, February timeframe, where the inventory is always really low. And so it'll be interesting to watch what happens, I think, over the next even 14 days. I think you're going to see a lot of sellers that might be anxious to get their home on the market and see what happens.
All right. We'll be watching. Thank you, Ron. 1125.